Blog Talk Radio.
Grizzlies Growls presents The IDSL, the show that tries to play every tune by every Minnesota artist on GarageBand.com, if they let me, and if it doesn't suck. Now, here's your host, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Well, hello again, folks. Once again, it is the IDSL from August 27, 2009. It is about 10 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone in Duluth, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of Lake Superior. And I am your host, the internationally renowned new media celebrity, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Now, let's see what we got for today. Not too much excitement. A little few things going on in my life that are making things a little bit stressful. I had my fourth day of school today, and parts of it went better than I had expected and better than I had the other day. I'm getting a little bit more settled into the whole school thing. I have my first homework. I haven't had any homework in 22 years, so that's a little weird. But it went reasonably well. There are a couple other things, like I say, in my day that didn't go particularly well, but it's the times they are a-changing, folks, I guess you'd have to say. And let's see, no Cali yet. So why don't we do this? Since I'm here and I have all these buttons and whatnot in front of me on the screen, why don't I just go ahead and play you some music, because I do happen to have some handy from the It Doesn't Suck list. The first tune up is from Shovel Dance. I believe I played something from Shovel Dance just the other day, didn't I? Shovel Dance is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They play rock, what they call eclectic rock and roll. Shovel Dance is an eclectic four-piece dance rock band combining the sounds of soul, country, classic rock, R&B, reggae, folk, and ska with catchy tunes and a stripped-down punk rockish aesthetic to make it all sound coherent. Originally from the small town of Marshall, Minnesota, exactly, it's up by South Dakota, Shovel Dance are now based in St. Paul, Minnesota, and after much hand-wringing and hype, their debut EP, Hot Bananas, was released in June of 2006. Now, since its release, Shovel Dance has undergone a few changes. For a short time, Justin was added as second guitar, the band's first attempt at a four-piece. Upon departure of the original bassist, Kelly, Justin, assumed bass guitar duties, again reducing the band to a trio. Brings us to the Shovel Dance of today with the addition of Trenton on second guitar. The band is once again a four-piece. In addition to the original Shovel Dance material, the main focus of the band, the boys also draw from two other sources. First, from a side project called Hens Peter Theory, a band originally assembled to perform at friends' weddings. Hens Peter Theory specializes in covering 50s to 90s rock tunes that you can dance to. Secondly, songs from members' former punk projects, Room 101, Justin and Travis. Yeah, I did read this before. Because I remember mentioning that we'd played some Room 101 before, and Five Foot Assassins that I'd never heard of. Trenton, Evan, and eventually Travis on second guitar, with, curiously enough, former Shovel Dance bassist Kelly on, you guessed it, the bass. All this adds up to a large surplus of songs that allow Shovel Dance to rock any venue that'll have them. So, if you like to dance, 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 Shovel Dance is your ticket. Oh yeah, and they're all brothers just like Hanson. Okay, fine. Also check out Room 101's GarageBand site at garageband.com/artist/revrock. Alrighty. Band includes Evan Hens-Peter on drums and vocals, Trenton Hens-Peter rhythm guitar and vocals, Justin Hens-Peter on bass and guitar vocals, and Travis Hens-Peter lead guitar and bass vocals. They are brothers. They're all named Hens-Peter, oddly enough. And as I recall, Kelly's opinion was, yes, in fact, directly, they are cute. I have to get her opinion because I really don't. It's not my thing. What can I tell you? Now, the tune is called Captain. What did I play before then? C-A. Oh, Can't Say No, I played just the other day. So C-A-N-C-A-P. Okay. Alphabetical order works that way, folks, sometimes. So this one is called Captain. Says here, Harry Nilsson met Neil Young and Kurt Cobain in a dark alley. They immediately hit it off and went for Tex-Mex. Okay, that should tell us something about the tune. It is called Alternative. It is referred to as Alternative Rock. It is called Captain, and it is from, what's their names? Shovel Dance.
Just call me El Capitan. Each stool and napkin here is mine. I bought the place from a wooden boo back in 72 for a 7 grand check with a smile. Come into work hungover. Give me a whiskey with no eyes. You find me here almost every night in my regular seat with a lady of three by my side. They do not love me, oh, but they know to treat an old man right. Because the captain I be, I steer the ship out to sea, away from all responsibility. They ask me when I'm coming home. My wife, she used to hang with me at the club, but as a businessman, she tells me stop, but I won't quit my job. So I'm gonna sail right back, cause I know that they're expecting me. Because the captain I be, I'll steer the ship out to sea, away from all responsibility. It's time to cash in all my chips. I'm selling out to a company to get the place out of debt, to help me get back up on my feet. And it's hard to be the head of another man's feet, but I'll the captain I be. I'll steer the ship out to sea, away from all responsibility.
And that was Captain from Shovel Dance. That was fairly cool. I'm trying to remember what band that sounds like, but I knew the middle period Beatles, if you will, could have done something like that. Might be before your time. Speaking of before your time, guess who's here? Oh, she's not there anymore. Kelly was there for just a moment, I think, but she dropped off all of a sudden. Oh, well, I guess she's not there now. Well, at least it looked, I think that was her. It's hard to tell because the all you see is a phone number, and it uses a fake phone number if it doesn't know a phone number the call is coming from. So I guess I missed her. But that happens every now and again. So, since she's not there to introduce the next one, I wonder if I've got something alternative I could play. Like I say, I've got a whole hour booked now. I booked an hour, started booking an hour because Callie was on, and we ended up talking about stuff all the time. But I thought I might throw in some other stuff just because I have other stuff. I got contacted from Aerial Publicity the other day to see what of the stuff from their folks that we had been playing, and I wanted to, I explained to them, which it was like Grizzlies Girls 115, 116 that I played some stuff on. I don't think I've actually played a lot of Aerial Publicity stuff on the regular IDSL so much. And what I usually try to do is keep, come to think of it, my policy, such as it is, was to try and keep the first half hour dedicated to the people actually on the It Doesn't Suck list. That is Minnesota artists, so why don't I stick to my guns on that particular aspect. In the second half hour, I'll maybe hit the hit some of the other stuff that I have lying around loose. And since I am introducing on my own at the moment, why don't I carry on with the next tune-up? This one is from a outfit called Collaborate, a little tune called Capturing Moments. Collaborate with a K, by the way. Collaborate is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They play jazz. Collaborate actually formed in 2005 with Batume on drums, Kentaro Tamura on guitar, and Jonathan Thomas on bass. During that time, we've been invited many local musicians to play gigs with us, they say. And through that process, we worked with Andrew Schwantz, who later became a permanent member of the band. Since then, we performed in a variety of clubs, festivals, other venues in the Minneapolis area. Finished our recording our first CD in 2006, not that long ago, so they're probably still around. Hopefully, it will be one of many to come. Now what do they say about the tune? Well, the tune is called Capturing Moments. It is jazz, and further deponent saith not. So, let us then go about listening to Capturing Moments from Collaborate. We'll be right back. And that was Capturing Moments from Collaborate. As it turned out, they captured about 12 minutes and 19 seconds. But it was pretty cool. I like jazz. And that was a nice jazz piece, nicely done. And rather enjoyable for an older fellow like myself. Oh, what else we got here? I suppose I could just like zip through everything, and I'm just not at the top of my game today. I had a long day. I actually have homework. You know, I've been going to school now for a whole 4 days for media studies and production just up the hill from my house here. And, it's, you know, broadcasting school, basically learning about audio and video and video editing. And I'm fine with audio. I mean, I've been doing this for long enough now that I'm pretty comfortable in front of a microphone. I've been doing enough editing that I'm comfortable with audio editing. But that video stuff just, I find it kind of intimidating. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, basically, we didn't have video cameras. We had like, you know, maybe a Super 8 movie camera, and Dad got to use that. Us kids couldn't play with those nice toys. And, since then, of course, I've been pretty much broke, so I haven't been able to afford to get my own video camera. So I'm not really, it's not something I've really been doing any of, and not something I ever got to be comfortable with. Of course, now you young people these days, you have access to all this new fancy-ass hardware, and seems like a lot more money than we used to have back when I was young. And so you get to play with this stuff all the time, and I really don't get to do that. I have never really got to do that. So the video thing has really got me kind of shook a little bit. I'll get used to it. You know, I, one of the things about school is that you're, like, supposed to learn new stuff, and this is new stuff, and I've got it's a one-year course. I've got a year, or roughly, you know, X number of months, two semesters, to learn all of this. So, you know, you just do what you got to do and learn new stuff, and that's why it's supposed to be good for you, that you do learn new things. Ah, boy, but it's hard sometimes to try and learn new things when you get to be my advanced age. Speaking of advanced age, time's wasting, and we got more stuff that I'm supposed to be playing here. Didn't we? We played something from these folks the other day, as I recall. Porcelain Frogs. They're listed on here. As, of course, on the other hand, I listen to all this stuff in advance so I can make sure it doesn't suck. This next one is a tune called Car Chases Galore from Porcelain Frogs. Porcelain Frogs are out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, down by what we call the Twin Cities up here, or down south in the state. They call them the Sits. Minneapolis, St. Paul. Porcelain Frogs play what they call alternative rock, or rock with alternative and such. Porcelain Frogs were a touring, playing, gigging rock band for many years. Also, alas, they hit hard times with sudden relocation of their rocking drummer and their Faye keyboardist. Faye with an F, remember. Now, the singer and guitarist do long-distance recordings, occasionally with the keyboardist, but no live shows. They released one ill-fated demo tape of poor quality, a rarity if you can find it, called Porcelain Frogs, how original. And four, they said that. I'm not insulting them by saying how original. It just says it right there on the page. And four full-length CDs featuring the whole band. Tunes including Big Dizzy Tigers, Watching From Afar, Saturday Matinees, and Elevations, a Rock Opera, I guess was one of the CDs. After a relocation of some of the members, the singer and the guitarist put together one final album of newly recorded tidbits and rock songs called Tale of a Tent Show Freak, using one microphone and a four-track recorder. So much for big production. Sounded great, though. They are now working on a posthumous release of even more rock songs with a more highly polished yet livelier sound. Car Chases Galore represents a bridge between the old and the new. It was first featured on their Watching From Afar disc, and the version here is not redone from their as-of-yet untitled new release. Stay tuned. Drop us a line. They really don't list this one member listed, SMC Mulvihill. Okay, I don't know what that stands for. So the tune is from Porcelain Frogs. It is called Car Chases Galore. It is alternative rock, and listen to that, shall we?
While I'm a lazy slob, never said I know all there is to know. I'm just like the weasel when it goes pop.
That was pretty cool. It was called Car Chases Galore from Porcelain Frogs, and that was actually kind of nice. I like that one. I'm reasonably well impressed. You know what? I left my silly cell phone on. I hate it when I do that, making them cell phone noises on my recordings. Shut up, will you? There. Anyway, I don't know. I'm thinking I am going to play that one promo again, sort of a word from our sponsors. I only have the one on there. I got to actually upload more variety of stuff here for doing extra things on the show, because I really only have the one. I've got some other tunes tucked away, but I really don't feel like messing with them right now. A little bit, been a rough day. Financial situation has been tight for a long while now. Of course, most people's have, and mine just got a little bit tighter today for various reasons, family wise. So this is it, in particularly on point. It's clever, it's funny, it sounds kind of cool, but I'm just saying. So check this out, a little something, a word from our sponsors, if you will, a little PSA from John Bell out of bellsinthebatfree.com. No, it's actually thebatfree.com. The podcast is called Bells in the Bat Free.
Your attention, please. This is a message of great importance to both my fellow Americans and those listening in other countries. As you know, we are currently experiencing a worldwide economic crisis. Here in America, as well as in some other countries, the government has taken the responsibility to restore certain companies to solvency with a bailout of many billions of dollars. The reasoning is that if these companies that provide products that touch every person in the country, nay, the globe, were to cease making a profit, then they would fail, resulting in financial calamity for the world economy. I would like to point out that in this time of bailouts, there is one industry that touches us all, that provides a product that every citizen can benefit from, that has never made a profit from its inception some years ago, and has not asked for a bailout. I'm speaking, of course, of the podcasters of the world. Men and women and kids, in spare bedrooms, basements, and other nooks and crannies, cranking out podcasts that are funny, informative, musical, artistic, banal, odd, bizarre, boring, and sometimes downright disgusting. What could be more American? Yet podcasters have not solicited Congress for bailout funds. Podcasters are voluntarily continuing to create shows that return not one red cent, simply because they believe in whatever nut job idea they espouse. Podcasters do not demand. We beg. So the next time you're listening to a podcast, a free podcast, think about the people who have worked so hard to bring it to you. And when you see that PayPal button, why not donate a spare $1 billion or two? Remember, listening to podcasts isn't a right. It's a privilege. I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free at thebatfree.com, thanking you in advance for your support.
Gosh, kind of makes you proud to be an American, don't it? Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there for you. Something for you to think about as you sleep in bed tonight and wake up screaming. Anyway, I'm down to my last couple of songs here, and I've got lots of time, but that's okay. I work hard enough. I've been going to school, like I say. I've got homework now, and I'm tired. I just don't feel like working that hard. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. Oh, that's right. I got that interview tomorrow with LeVar Thomas, and we'll see how that one goes. Hopefully Kelly will be able to make it for that one. That's going to be interesting. I've been playing some of his tunes every now and again, and I probably could actually grab some of those, come to think of it. I haven't played anything from LeVar in a while, or have I? Maybe I did the other day, and I'm just forgetting now. Let me look in here and see what I have that I have not played from him for a while. Let's see. Carter, things that used to be. This is fairly cool. A little thing called, from LeVar Thomas, called Things That Used to Be. Check this out.
like everything's okay.
Okay, and that was Things That Used To Be from LeVar Thomas, who I am scheduled to be interviewing tomorrow. If all goes well. Oh, son of a gun, Blog Talk Radio decided to act up on me just at that moment. That's always pleasant. It's always nice to know you can count on the technology. But anyway, it's been fairly well behaved lately, though, since I guess that's the last time they worked on it. So, well, I don't know. Maybe I should grab some more LeVar Thomas stuff. Although I'm going to be playing a bunch of it tomorrow, I would imagine. What else we got here that would be good? Well, it's all good. It's just something that I feel like playing right now. Okay. Well, nah, just go on with the regular show. Get back to work here, damn it. Okay, so next up on the regular IDSL type stuff, we have something from Josh Glow, G-L-O-E, Glow. The tune is called Caroline. Come to think of it, I thought I played that one the other day. That's kind of odd. But maybe my computer is just sorting things in weird orders on me. That seems to be happening lately. Josh Glow is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's an 18-year-old. 18-year-old, or he was, from Minneapolis. He started his passion for music at a very young age. He'd listen to his father play music on the piano late at night and sit and listen. And eventually Josh started to play himself, and his parents were very impressed with what he was able to do without any knowledge of instruments or lessons. Ever since he could talk, he was singing songs he heard in movies and on the radio and had natural singing talent. Josh expanded his musical career by joining his school's orchestra to play the violin. Josh later evolved to play the guitar in high school, and that has been his passion ever since. He has played for many years in guitar and piano his whole life, off and on. He's played at many coffee shops around the city and has made a name for himself online on the MySpace community. MySpace.com/Josh Glow. In fact, if you're one of the MySpace folks, not so much my thing. Caroline is the tune. It is listed as acoustic. All right, there's a T in there somewhere. Acoustic. This is a cover of a Seventh Day Slumber song. Okay, so let's check this out then. This is Caroline from Josh Glow.
There's so much I want to say, make it easier. Love's on its way. Feel beautiful again, Caroline. Throw it all away, Caroline. Take away the pain. Yesterday is gone. Everything that made you cry is falling to the ground. Take you back and have it let you know. I don't even want to run away. I know you can't see tomorrow. Caroline, let me wipe away tears. Give you life. You feel beautiful again, Caroline. Throw it all away in the night. Take away the pain, Caroline. feel beautiful, yeah. Caroline, throw it all away, here tonight. Take a run with me.
That was Caroline from Josh Glow. That was pretty. It's kind of short, though. You might say it was pretty short. Ba-da-bum-tsh. Anyway, you know, Ronnie was nice enough to stop into the chat room, and actually Callie's out there, just not feeling well today, I guess. So, with those two folks in mind, I thought I would do something nice, and I found an appropriate tune from my old friend Owen Poteet. Owen is out of North Carolina. He's a wedding singer, actually, and he's got quite a few songs on GarageBand in his own right. He's also got his own website, of course, called OwenPoteet.com, and quite the musician. And this one, I was just kind of browsing through my stack of tunes that I don't play all that very often, and I came across this one from Owen Poteet, which I thought would be really appropriate for Ronnie and Callie. Now, this is something that Owen wrote called Strange Woman, Stranger Man.
She was good to me, and I was good to her. One thing led to another, not knowing where this might lead, longing to discover. Ain't it funny how true love began? So on Friday night I asked her out for dinner and a movie. We sat there holding hands, we were making plans. It was like she'd always knew me. Ain't it funny how true love began? Between a strange woman and a stranger man. And if you ask me how this could happen, well, I couldn't tell you. I guess I've come to realize that some things they just do, and all I can say is she was good to me, and I was good to her. One thing led to another, not knowing where this could ever lead, but we both wanting to discover. Ain't it funny how true love began? Between a strange woman and
Strange Woman, Stranger Man from Owen Poteet off of owenpoteet.com. And I encourage you to check him out if you happen to be in the area. And for that matter, if you're planning on getting married, he is a wedding singer. Apparently a very good one. And I'm just saying, you know, especially if you're a strange woman and a stranger man. Speaking of strange men, I think I have one more tune to play here, and then I can probably go off to bed. But I should maintain my enthusiasm before I'm done. This one's a little bit odd. This is from a group called Shaky Jake out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The tune is called Carpet Burn. They play something they call pop rock, but they also refer to it as genre-defying. Shaky Jake breaks the mold of the typical rock band with their unique style. They are an alternative rock, power pop, and modern rock all rolled into one genre-defying band. The members of Shaky Jake each bring their own original style and talent to the mix, and the result is high-energy rock that makes you want to get up and dance. Shaky Jake's diverse yet cohesive brand of original rock will make you smile, make you think, make you feel, make you dance, and make you sing along. Shaky Jake was formed in early 1999 and has currently released two CDs, The Greenhouse and Urban Decay. Band members include Greg Marr, band administrator, I think they ran out of space there, Wurtsey on bass, Bill Wright lead guitar, George Appleton on drums, Mark Allen lead vocals. And again, the tune is called Carpet Burn from Shaky Jake.
Some fun. She's on her knees again. Go.
Okay, so that was Carpet Burn from Shaky Jake, and I think we're just about done here. We caused enough trouble for one day. So this is the IDSL out. I'm going to play both my ending thingies. I'm going to fiddle with that one ending thingy, but we'll catch you tomorrow, I guess, if I'm around.
No matter how I try, it seems.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the IDSL. This is your host, Grizzly Smith. And if you'd like to leave a comment, you could email me at grizzly@theidsl.com. Or you can email Callie at callie@theidsl.com. Or if you'd like, you could even leave a voice comment at 218-234 Call. That's 218-234-2255. Thanks again, and
yes, I still see you in my dreams.
Thank you for listening to The IDSL. The It Doesn't Suck list is based on a search for tunes by Minnesota artists on GarageBand.com, sorted by the name of the song. We make no guarantees to play everything, just everything we can get away with. Theme music is 140 Times from Rock On, also an IDSL tune from earlier in the list. Comments are welcome at GrizzliesGrowls.com. This show is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license. Thanks again, and talk at you later.